Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike D'Antoni, 69 years old. Coach of the Rockets. Some drama going on.
I'm an older man to love all women.
Come on, he loves one woman. Her name's Laurel. Come on, Figgy. What are you doing right now? My goodness.
Throwing D'Antoni under the bus.
An R. Kelly drop. Figgy, what is wrong with you? D'Antoni, apparently elderly folks, if you've been living under a rock, are more prone to COVID-19, which is the reason, if you've been living under a rock, why the Rockets are just now going to return to the courts in 56 days. There's uncertainty. Is D'Antoni going to have to wear a mask like unlike everybody else? Mike D'Antoni even going to coach? Probably, but not in this segment. Mike D'Antoni on In the Loop has been fired.
What?
From the Houston Rockets. The reason? Old age.
That ageism?
Breaking news. Mike D'Antoni fired. The latest go to the fake sportsradio610.com. His replacement, according to my sources, will be one of the winningest Houston AAU coaches of all time, John Lopez. And right off the top, John Lopez is going to speak to the Houston Rockets before they begin their journey to bring a third championship to Houston.
Why are you doing this to me?
Coach Lopez, speak to the Rockets. Tell them what they need to hear to get that third ship here in H-Town.
Why are you doing this to me?
Talk to them.
All right.
Talk to them.
All right, get in, guys. Look, you know, you guys know I'm not a big rah-rah head coach.
They just met you, coach.
You know me, though. You remember me. Let me tell you a little story. I got a story for you, Houston Rockets.
Tell me a story, OG.
I've coached in this building for two national championships. I have been to the Wide World of Sports in Disney. In 2005, I took a team right here in this building with 17 eventual Division I players that played against you. Eric Gordon, we played against you at the Kingwood Classic in 2006. James Harden, never played against you, played against your team. You know me. You were in the same tournament as us. We came here in 2005 and we got to the Final Four. We came again in 2006. We got to the Final Four. I know how to win in this building. I know every nook and cranny of this building. I've coached in every gym. Follow me. Follow me. I'm not going to be a better coach than Mike D'Antoni, but I'm going to be a better coach in this building. This is what it's all about. I've got the experience here. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know already. You know what to do. All I'm asking you is to do what you are prepared to do. No rah-rah, no big-time speeches about, you know, old, you know, what's in front of you and old stories and all that. What I am going to tell you is what I've always said to my teams. If you are prepared, if you are practiced and you are ready, there is no reason to be nervous and there is no reason to doubt that you can get it done. I'm here to tell you right now, I know you are practiced, I know you are ready, and I know you are prepared. All we have to do is make them do what we want them to do. We are not going to do what they want us to do. We're going to play small. We're going to play fast. We're going to get up in their jersey. Or as I used to like to say, we're going to get up in their ass. We're going to get up in their ass on the defensive side.
There we go.
We're going to get every 50-50 ball.
James, why are you walking out?
We're going to get to the floor.
James,
if the ball,
get your ass back in here.
If the ball hits the floor, we hit the floor before it bounces twice. That's what we do. Every loose ball is ours. Every 50-50 ball is ours. Take the open shot. Don't be afraid to shoot. Shooters shoot. Don't be afraid to win.
James, cover your ears when he says shooters shoot, please. See, you went right into coach mode. Who'd y'all lose to, by the way, in the Final Four twice?
No. One year we lost to Greg Oden and Mike Conley's team.
Y'all suck.
No, it was good. And then one year, who was that?
Could you imagine playing Greg Oden in high school?
We lost by five. We played their asses.
Wasn't Conley better?
Conley was their best player. But Oden just protect that rim like crazy. And then we lost to, the kid played at Tennessee and was a stud. A team from Detroit.
Yarbrough?
I'll think of it. It wasn't Yarbrough. We lost on a buzzer beater in the Final Four against the team from Detroit. And then here, when
Marcus Haslip?
When we got to the finals, I'll think of it. When we got to the finals here, we lost to, as you know, I've talked about it a couple of times, DC United.
And what?
DC United was a big time.
Who was that? Mello?
No, it was the guy, the pothead.
Michael Beasley.
Yeah.
Michael Beasley.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was working out with Harden the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. The team we lost to from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. What up, Detroit?
In 05, had the title taken away from them because they had two guys from out of state playing on their team.
It's okay, though.
But we would have been there.
That'd be a little more lean.
We would have been there.
You should have recruited better.
Well, trust me. Yeah. I did all right. Yeah. I did all right on that recruiting front.
As far as the style in which the Rockets play in the entire format, I don't know. I think, we're trying to figure out, and it's really just part of the gig, what are the advantages and all that. Aren't there just so many variables where you don't know what guys are going to come back? You don't know mentally what's going to be going on through guys' minds because this is just a complete different situation. You're not getting to sleep in your own bed. You're not playing on road traditional road games. It's almost like that AAU feel.
Mm-hmm.
So while we can try to figure it out, we really don't know how certain players are going to react. Because when you're in the NBA, like LeBron James has been in the NBA for like a decade and a half.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for a minute. You're used to, you get off the plane, you go to the hotel, you go to shoot around, you show up at the arena. When you're at home, you sleep in your bed. You have a routine. These guys are basically having to change their routine, and they're having to do it very, very quickly. So when we talk about, this style and all that, you're trying to figure it out, but you're also trying to figure it out under the assumption that their games aren't going to be impacted. And LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to play the way that they played before the break. Really, with all the routine these guys have, with how weird this is going to be for a lot of them, there's such an unpredictable factor here that some surprising stuff could happen, and some guys that we thought were this good or bad could be this bad or good. It could change a lot of things. It's weird, man.
I really believe, because of what you just put me on the spot with, it's not going to be that big a deal for the players. It's going to be more...
You don't think so?
I really don't. This generation of basketball players grew up playing five games in 2 days. They grew up, not having all the luxuries of being able to compact things in small gyms at the Disney Wide World of Sports. I'm sure they all played there too. I think they're accustomed. It's almost going to be like nostalgic for them. I think they're just going to hoop, man. I mean, and basketball, keep this in mind too. In the off season of baseball, you can't emulate a Major League Baseball game. In the off season of the NFL, you can't emulate an NFL game. Basketball players do it every off season. They go to some gym, a bunch of big time players show up. We see the videos, and they also grew up in summer league, in summer ball. I don't think it's going to be that big on the players.
I don't think physically it will, but mm-hmm. but I do think there's a certain, there's like a battle mindset when guys go into opposing arenas in the playoffs, and I think a lot of guys get an adrenaline rush off mm-hmm. of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I think a lot of guys thrive on it. Like LeBron James, you think going to game 7 in Golden State against the Warriors, I feel like there's an adrenaline rush that allows a superior athlete to just elevate his game from very good to elite. You're not going to have that in the playoffs. You're not going to have that atmosphere. You're not going to have your crowd waving the towels and all that energy and stuff like that. You're not going to have.
No, that's fair. Look, I'm not saying it's going to be.
You. That's where I think it could impact
I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, preferred. What I'm saying is they're going to be adjusting to this much more than baseball or football.
Now, let me ask you this, though. On the other side of things, while there are some guys, and this just goes back to the variables of basketball, while there are some guys that might get high off of that, and they might get an adrenaline rush, it's almost like a B12 shot or something like that, or a five-hour energy or a cup of coffee whenever they have people booing them or the crowd going crazy. What if there's some guys who don't handle that pressure usually
in that
atmosphere, in those playoff atmospheres?
And now they're just going to be balling.
What if there's a guy on the Rockets by the name of James Harden who a lot of people say doesn't play his best basketball? And I'm not saying he completely disappears, but doesn't play his best basketball in the postseason. What if that guy in this environment actually thrives? Because maybe that atmosphere that we talk about, that guys like LeBron and Kawhi feed off of.
Right.
What if James Harden not playing in that atmosphere? What if that's actually something that bothers him and he's just going to love this laid back, empty arena playoff atmosphere?
No, I think that's a real possibility. And he's the absolute summer ball generation. You know, he absolutely grew it. You know what I think players are going to miss the most? Guess what I think players are going to miss the most about a regular,
like in the arena or like not like sleeping in your own bed. Oh, I know.
In the arena.
The hot chicks by the court?
You're close. You're in the kind
of neighborhood. There's some hot women at playoff games. That's where you bring the dimes out.
The walk-in.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Rockets, they're going to be returning to the court in 56 days. Will Mike D'Antoni be with them? He will be. John Lopez, don't give your hopes up. You're still going to be a radio host. You will not be coaching the Rockets. What about the Astros, though? There's a standstill in negotiations between the players and the owners. I really don't care about the specifics. Like, I've never been intrigued by the storylines of this side wants this and that side wants that. It's never really interested me. At the end of the day, you want the players on the field. You want them to feel like, you know, things are going their way, and you want the owners to feel like whatever, they're doing their way. But at the end of the day, I just want them to play ball, come to an agreement, and then we can watch the games. Players are going to make a lot of money. Owners are going to make a lot of money. Fans get to enjoy it. Cities get to enjoy it. And hopefully there ends up being baseball. Don't care about the specifics. Let's just play some ball. If they do play ball, though, and if the Astros are playing, they could have a significant advantage, OG, in that because of the recent news from Governor Greg Abbott that stadiums can now be 50% full, the Astros would be able to have a 50% full juice box. or Minute Maid Park, whatever you choose to call it. And that would still be the case regardless of what the laws are in other states. So the Astros would have how many ever in the stands at the juice box. And let's say, let's just pretend, whatever, California doesn't have the same rules. If you were facing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, then that stadium would still be empty. Mm-hmm. So this is a significant advantage for the Astros under any circumstance, but especially with what we thought the Astros were going to be dealing with on the road a few months ago when we thought it was going to be a regular season amidst the cheating scandal, the hostile crowds and stuff. That advantage is even more significant, OG.
It is. They couldn't have, they're not going to be able to do this if it's about competition. It's not just about competition. The owners, you know, players, they're going to be able to split more money as well, but it's mainly with the owners. It's going to be a tough sell competitively, but I think it's going to happen just because the owners want it.
When I go to the juice box, am I going to be able to eat ballpark peanuts the same way I always have? Throw them on the ground?
Probably peanuts, right? That might be the best. What are the best snacks, best things to eat now at the ball game? Not hot dogs, unfortunately.
Because you don't have a ketchup pump.
You don't have the pump, the relish, the mustard.
They're going to give me packets. Are you kidding me? So if I go get a dog on Dollar Hot Dog Night, mm-hmm. they're going to give me a mustard packet, a relish packet, yeah. and a ketchup packet?
And you always have to ask for extra.
I'm not eating any more hot dogs.
But peanuts, you can probably, nothing changes, right?
But peanuts,
vaulting.
But you throw them on the ground.
So what? They sweep it?
Yeah, but is that like germs or anything?
No, it's the shells,
What about sunflower seeds?
Can I Same thing.
Them? I can spit them on the ground still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think okay. those are climbing the ranks.
And chicken tenders, I would say, but no ketchup pump impacts chicken tenders. I mean, COVID killed a lot of things.
What about
a lot
nachos?
Nachos? I can still roll with that.
Yeah.
Just make my nachos. Yeah. Let's hook it up. Now, the jalapenos, I don't trust you guys. Yeah, you're kind of stingy with them. I want the extra. I want the extra jalapenos.
You're not going to be able to grab the spoon.
We need to get back to the days of the ketchup pump.
Well, that's
COVID killed Wendy's.
Fuddruckers. I need to walk into this Fuddruckers, see what it's about.
It ain't open.
There's one open in Kingwood, I know.
This one ain't open
right
here.
Like, it just opened this week.
Did they not? The build-it-yourself burger.
Yeah, it's
did they just not anticipate?
All the lettuce, tomato. They have all the different kinds of lettuce, all the different kinds of tomato, chopped or whole.
The nacho cheese sauce.
Nacho cheese, you can make your own burger.
You got to ask for a side of nacho cheese.
Never get a cheeseburger at Fuddruckers because you can just pump the cheese on. Now you
can't do that anymore.
Now you can't.
We got to get the ketchup pump back.
Yeah.
We got to. We really have to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely have to. But hot dogs, sorry, no ketchup pump, no thank you.
Yeah.
No thank you. I don't need your packets. That's Little League. Big leagues, you have a ketchup pump. Little league, ketchup packets. So, sorry, not happening. Hot dogs, rest in peace. Dollar Hot Dog Night, no thank you. Not even going to attend with all this stuff. There's going to be ketchup packets all over the floor now.
Yeah. Oh, that's another peanuts. Thing. Yeah, that's going to be all over the place.
You're littering. It's going to get harder for the cleaning crew. Like we're going through some weird times right now.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball players are going to be playing potentially if they come back. In front of less fans. Don't know if we're going to get the peanuts. We're not going to have a ketchup packet. The cleanup crew is going to have to now, or we're not going to have a ketchup pump. Cleanup crew is now going to have to clean up ketchup packets. You're going to get them on your shoes. Don't wear your new shoes, Figgy, to the baseball game. You wear them to the basketball game. You wear them to the football game. Don't wear them to the baseball game. You're going to step on ketchup packets or mustard packets or relish packets.
What's Golden Corral doing, man?
Golden Corral, man. I don't even want to talk about it. We don't even want to think about it. I drove by Double Dave's the other day on Sunday because I went out there to the clearance Dillard's at West Oaks. Man, I found some steals.
Yeah.
But drove by Double Dave's, which is the best pizza, Sunday pizza buffet that you can have, by the way, in Houston, the best.
Is it?
Yes, 100%.
I can't remember the last time I had Double Dave's.
It was open.
Probably college.
Yeah. It was a College Station creation.
Yeah.
It was open, but I didn't know if the buffet part was open.
Well, you don't want the buffet anyway.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
At Double Dave's, you do.
No, you don't.
At Double Dave's, you do.
Okay. You're going to be right there?
I'd have been there. I'd have been front row, pepperoni rolls, all that. I would have been there, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100,000%, I definitely would have been there.
Fuddruckers patron just texted, says that the one in Pearland is open. But you cannot build your burger anymore. They do it for you.
Okay. That's weird.
That's a
It's a weird experience.
That's a womp womp.
I can't even walk into a Wendy's and imagine not using a ketchup pump. I'm just so used to it. So I don't know what I would do there. A lot of Astros fans, speaking of baseball, they got some beef with A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell. At Mario Lopez Viva on Twitter yesterday had a little bit of fun at the Astros fans' expense. This is what Mario Lopez tweeted. I refuse to hate police officers. I refuse to hate black people. I refuse to hate gay people. I refuse to hate dot, 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 except the Houston Astros. I hate the Astros with an Astros logo.
See, I think that was just, that was fine. Nothing wrong with that. Why do people take this stuff so serious?
There's a lot of people having fun with him going back and forth.
Yeah, if you want to just have fun with him and you know, whatever, that's fine. But a lot of people are like, you know, oh, or they get all up in a, up in their feelings.
People trying to start stuff. The funniest is when someone tries to start something and it's like no one even acknowledges it because it's just that dumb. If you can't start a S storm on social media, then that means you're just a weirdo because that is where that type of stuff starts. But A.C. Slater has some beef with the Houston Astros. And you talk about people taking it serious. Apparently Carlos Correa took it serious.
He did?
And there was a fight. There was a fight at Bayside High School between A.C. Slater and Carlos Correa. Can't believe it happened.
You got the audio?
Mr. Belding tried to break it up. In the Loop has captured the audio of Mario Lopez, also known as A.C. Slater, versus Carlos Correa. Here's the latest episode of Saved by the Bell here on In the Loop. Such a jam.
Yeah.
Last night at the movies, you went too far.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, you started it, man, making me look like a jerk.
Get informed. Know the facts for sure to talk about other players.
What did you say?
Get informed. Know the facts for sure.
And what if I don't, punk?
If you don't know the facts, then you gotta shut the
Oh, man.
Daniela got
Daniela
in there.
Had his back.
Hitting the purse. My goodness. Yeah. It got ugly. Carlos Correa versus A.C. Slater. A little bit of beef there. Here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 6. And Astros, just get back on the field so we can talk about these problems. Seriously, just get back.
Ask him about Slater.
On the field. Mm-hmm. And Mike D'Antoni, get back on the court. We replaced Mike D'Antoni as head coach earlier today. There was a little bit of ageism. Ocho brought up a good point. Lopez would actually have to take a pay cut to be coach of the Rockets. So probably not.
Ocho
happening.
Knows better than that.
But in the spirit of that, in the spirit of old folks like Mike D'Antoni coming not under fire, but being a topic of discussion on ESPN, I want to ask an important question here on In the Loop. Mm-hmm. Where does Golden Girls rank among the best TV sitcom jingles
theme
of
songs?
All time? 713-572-4610. Where does Golden Girls rank among the best TV sitcom jingles? Next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Has Mike D'Antoni coached his last game for the Houston Rockets? Probably not. They'll get this together. He's going to wear a mask. His wife told me if he needs to, he'll wear a spacesuit.
That would be sweet.
He'll be out there playing.
He's a Rocket, after all.
He is a Rocket, and he can represent H-Town like no one ever has. Only reason this is even being brought up is because of Adam Silver's comments yesterday on TNT. Woj of ESPN had to address it. Here's what Woj had to say about the 69-year-old head coach of your Houston Rockets.
Adam Silver said on TNT, there might be scenarios where older coaches would not be allowed to be on the bench during games. I talked to Mike D'Antoni about the possibility that they might have to wear masks while other coaches, younger coaches, who were in less potentially vulnerable age brackets for COVID would not be wearing masks. And I think they felt if you want to have all of the coaches wear masks because that's an important safety protocol, absolutely. But don't single us out. And Rick Carlisle, the head of the Players Coaches Association, and I know he's got some very strong feelings about this. And there's going to be, in a lot of instances like this, a lot of frustrated individuals.
Not a very smart move by Adam Silver. The age of Mike D'Antoni is something that really pissed off the D'Antoni camp last year when Fertitta was asked about D'Antoni's future and he brought up his age and said, we don't even know what he's going to do next year.
Yeah.
I mean, D'Antoni's been on the record. I mean, his dad was coaching high school games or whatever, like into like close to age 100. I'm not exaggerating. Like he was like in his 90s out there coaching. So this was already something that ticked off D'Antoni last year, bringing it up now. Adam Silver usually is ahead of the field when it comes to handling stuff like this. I wouldn't be bringing up coaches' ages. And honestly, if one needs to wear a mask, they all need to wear the mask.
That's my big point when I heard this report. Sometimes you do reports just because you hear something, but you shouldn't necessarily have done it. You know, hey, I heard this. You got to follow up a little more. I'm not criticizing his reporting. He's one of the best. But what I'm saying is we're so hungry for news right now that everything is getting reported. This is a very easy thing, all right? You wear a mask if you're not on the floor. That should be the rule. If you're not on the floor, you wear a mask. That way there's no ageism.
I bet
ageism.
There's some guys on the mask wearing a floor. Some guys on the floor wearing a mask, making it look cool.
Could be.
James Harden might be one.
But yeah, then you get into the whole age discrimination thing too, man.
Not smart.
Yeah. Just not say, hey, all personnel, anyone in the building, you got to wear a mask. Because the NBA has control of this. It's not like when you go to Kroger and some people are wearing a mask and some aren't, and that's totally up to them,
or
right?
H-E-B.
Or H-E-B. And that's totally up to them. That's a personal decision you make. No, you are in your workplace. The workplace can dictate what you do. If you're on the floor, you can take your mask off. Everyone else, wear it. Simple. Boom. Problem solved.
There it is.
Should I be commissioner?
Probably not. Probably not. I don't know if I want you to be commish. But, I mean, why not? If Adam Silver keeps doing dumb stuff like this, who knows? You might have a chance. And honestly, I don't like the way Woj presented it because he almost made it seem like he didn't do it on purpose.
Bigger than it was.
Well, he also made it seem like Mike D'Antoni was saying, screw you, I don't want to wear a mask. I've talked to his wife.
He wants
before
to wear
this
a mask.
Came out.
He wants to wear
his
a mask.
Wife's gonna make his ass wear a mask, whether he wants to or not.
Yeah.
So the way that was presented, the information, it comes across as D'Antoni and Gentry are saying, "Screw you guys, I don't want to wear a mask."
Yeah.
Not true, not true. But in the spirit of old people, no disrespect to Mike D'Antoni, 69 ain't that old. But in the spirit of elderly folks, I decided that I wanted to solve a mystery, and I wanted to have a little bit of a contest, a little bit of showdown, an in-the-loop showdown between TV theme songs.
Oh, I got you.
Because one of the most popular TV theme songs of all time involved old folks, old women, not men, old women.
Oh, I know what you're
Golden
saying.
Golden Girls. Yeah. And we're going to play Golden Girls, and then I want to cuss and discuss the best TV theme songs of all time. And where Golden Girls ranks on that list. Here's the classic.
Thank you for being a friend.
God, that just makes you happy.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true.
I'm sure it travels
You're
well.
A pal and a
heck yeah, it's popular right now.
Is it?
Yeah, the show's all over still. Just makes you feel good, man. It does. You want some Golden Girls trivia?
I didn't watch the show that much.
Really?
Not a ton.
You know who is
Ruth was the scandalous one, right?
Rue McClanahan.
She was Rue. Yeah. She was the scandalous one. The little one was the funniest.
That's a little bit of trivia. Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
She played the mom, the oldest one of the group. Actually, the youngest one of the actresses.
What?
Yeah.
She did not age well.
She was.
I think we can agree on that. She did not age well. I'm not sure about that theme song.
Oh, come on.
Top 20?
It just makes you feel good. Top 10, maybe.
Of all time?
Top 10.
You want to.
I got number one.
Give me a couple?
You can worry about number 2 through 99 or 100 or whatever.
You want to save number 1 for last?
I got number 1.
Save the best for last?
Sure. You don't want to hear it now?
If you want to.
It's up to you, man.
All right, go ahead. Hit it.
Well, we're moving on now. To the east side.
That's hard to beat, man.
Out there in the taxi.
That is hard.
Rest in peace, Janet, the boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was this year, right?
Yep.
That's hard to beat.
They're in the. George is in the taxi.
Yeah.
Then they walk to the elevator.
Yeah.
Spin off. A couple people sampled this theme song, too.
Oh, yeah.
A couple rappers.
Oh, yeah. Nelly did.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a spinoff from Archie Bunker from
yeah, All in the Family.
All in the Family, yeah.
Yeah, this
he was his neighbor.
It's tough to beat. Tough to beat.
All right, but there are some competitors. There's some competition.
I can already hear the millennials. I hear you guys. Trust me, I feel you. I know what you're saying right now. I know you're driving around in your car, and you're saying, you know what? That Jefferson's is old, okay? So let me make one thing clear. This right here is the best TV theme song of all time.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Exactly.
You know what makes that one great? It was him. It was him doing it. You know? Yeah.
Hit it.
In West Philadelphia, born.
How many of the lyrics do you know?
All of it. Every white person between the age of 20 and 40 knows the lyrics to this. It's easy.
But
just take my word for it. All right, that's enough of that. Right. We got it. And then he gets spun around on the basketball court. I don't know why he shot the ball like that either.
Maybe he just can't play.
Well, he spun around and threw like a hook shot.
No,
like,
he can play. If you watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he was highly recruited.
Some people say he looks like Robert Ory.
Or Robert Ory looked like him.
Yeah. A lot of people say that. But, he throws like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook shot from three-point land.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people. See, text line. Saying best by far.
I think they were talking to me.
No, they were talking about Fresh Prince. Fresh Prince, you bombs, best by far. What else you got for me?
Oh, I got a classic. One of the most replayed and reruns sitcoms in the history of television. You have to know, even 20-year-olds know every word to this song.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Chad. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food. And up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is.
Black gold. Texas tea.
But we'll finish the rest of this. Did you know there was a second verse to this that was a cigarette ad?
Yes, I just found out.
Here is the end of this jingle, and there was actually a second verse that was like a
cigarette ad.
First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly
what?
Hills, that is. Okay. Swimming pools, movie stars.
Now listen
to this. Here it is.
It's a cigarette ad.
Here it is.
Watch this.
Now come along and visit with the Clampett family as they take you to their mansion in the hills of Beverly. When they do, you'll run into a friend of theirs you've met. That good old friend with filter blend, Winston Cigarette.
Winston Cigarette is a friend.
How are you going to go to Beverly Hills and run into cigarettes?
I had no idea the second verse was a cigarette commercial.
He smoked cigarettes on
talk shows.
They don't even have allow cigarette commercials anymore.
They used to smoke cigarettes on talk shows. It was so weird. Let's go to the lines real quick. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What do you do? What do you do?
Hey.
Hey, Landlock, that was a good one, that Fresh Prince. I'd forgotten about that one. How about Happy Days?
Happy Days was on my list. Didn't make
Monday,
the cut.
Tuesday, yeah.
But okay. Definitely on the list.
Hey, real quick, guys, with everything going on in the world, I'm really sad about all this shit. Oh, I'm sorry, all that going on.
You're good.
But before I leave, I love all my Loophole brothers, regardless of the color, race, religion, anything. And I want to leave you with this. Racism in America is like dust in the air. It seems invisible until you let the sun in. Then you see it's everywhere. As long as we keep shining that light, we have a chance of cleaning it up. Good afternoon.
Mike, right in the building. You can let one slip every once in a while. It's forgiven. Money Mike got himself real quick.
5 minutes for high sticking. That's all he gets.
Yeah, just get in the penalty box. But good stuff from Money Mike. Best TV theme songs. Here's another one. I mean, let's be honest. This might be. It's up there with the Jeffersons. It's up there with the Jeffersons. I started watching this during the pandemic. This show.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
I had to punt on it though, but the theme song's still great.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
That's pretty
taking
good.
A break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Just put you in a good place, huh? Sam, Diane, Cliff Clavin, Lord.
Everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same.
Yeah.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Ugh.
You wanna go. Man. I had to punt on it at season 7. I tried.
You should have stuck with it because it gets back on the.
I might
groove.
Get back on it, back but I had groove. To take a step away. Christy Alley was not Diane.
But again, it takes a better turn.
Christy Alley was not Diane. I will check it out. I had to take a break after season 7. I'm taking a break. I'll finish. Actually, I'm on like season 9, 8 or 9. I had to take a break. By the way, do you know Shaq did a Cheers remix?
Shaquille O'Neal? Rap?
Yeah, this was one of my favorite videos back in like when YouTube first became popular.
Mm-hmm.
So they were facing the Sacramento Kings. You remember the battles between the Kings and the Lakers?
Yeah.
And I guess the Lakers had just taken the advantage from the Kings. And Shaq, I guess his cell phone ring was Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
So Shaq's in the back of the bus with John Sally and a bunch of his teammates. And he is... He does a little Cheers remix, basically trolling the Sacramento Kings. This is one of the most underrated YouTube videos that you might not have heard.
Me. Winning a championship, take everything you got.
Yeah.
Sacramento, they thought it was the year, but I'm telling you it's not.
Yeah.
Vladdy said if we don't have home court advantage, we won't win.
What?
Vladdy, are you stupid? I'll tell you time again. You need to go when they know your name.
It's
the Lakers, we ought to play the game. You said that we would win at your place. Guess what? Kobe dunked it in your face. You need to go where people know your name.
Man. Could you imagine a bus ride with Shaq? How awesome that would be.
That would, you know what? That's a great point.
Because bus rides are always fun,
so
when you're
much
a kid.
When you're an athlete,
Shaq,
like
you
when
imagine
you're with your
Shaq
team.
Clowning around,
like with your team. I'm talking about.
Yeah,
there's nothing better.
Yeah, especially with
especially
Shaq.
After you win.
After you win, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Exactly.
It's so good.
You got
so
another
good.
Theme song for me?
I do. It's your theme song. It's your theme song. It's one of the greatest sitcoms in the history of television. You know what it is.
This is one of the greatest shows of all time, you said?
One of the greatest.
Okay. I must have missed that memo.
Well, you haven't watched
it. Hold on, Landry.
You will.
I would like the show.
For those who
I didn't
know
it was one of the best of all time.
It is.
You're missing the point, Landry.
For those who don't know, I've said a couple of times, but in case you didn't, you missed those shows. I came to a revelation about 2-3 months ago, and I think it's tack 100% on. Figgy co-signed it. Others have co-signed it. Landry Locker is Larry David. He doesn't have a filter all the time. He'll tell you exactly what he thinks of you. Doesn't really, you know, he kind of just speaks his mind, has some very interesting takes at restaurants and such. In fact, Landry Locker literally did something that is very similar to something on one of the Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes. I think it was not this season, but last season, Larry David got into some kind of, the whole thing was somebody parked crooked in a lot, and it turned into a really funny sitcom. You literally did that. You said after you had a fender bender with a car.
No, a fender bender, the car has to actually be going. I brazed against a car.
Yeah, after you scraped a car, you said it was their fault because they parked wrong.
I took
anything you want to say to that, Landry?
It was. I want you to do me a favor. I'm serious because you're laughing about this. I really want you to do me a favor because I know how stupid this sounds.
They were parked. You were moving.
John.
It's their fault.
I know how stupid this sounds. I get it. I 100% get it. I just want you to do this. I know this is funny.
Okay.
And it sounds asinine. Trust me. I get it. I 100% get it. I want you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I want you to go to the Subway on Shepherd.
Subway on Shepherd.
Subway on Shepherd.
Okay.
Okay? I want you to...
Shepherd and what? Like, what's it by?
Right past the Whataburger on the left.
Gotcha.
So if you exit and then you go down Shepherd...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right past the Whataburger. Go to that Subway.
Okay.
Go in that parking lot and imagine that the whole parking lot is full.
Okay.
You can't even drive because the parking spots are so small. This guy, the spots are at an angle. This guy parked to where he was square.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I tried to go in, the big-ass truck behind me tried to go out. So I was stuck and my wheels were there, and I went back and I barely grazed. His car was actually in the lines, but it was still technically not. The back of it was, it wasn't, and it was a little braze. It was his fault. Go to the Subway on Shepherd.
Biggie.
Someone help me out here. If you've been to the Subway on Shepherd, go drive through that parking lot right there. It's small as hell. And I want you to imagine yourself in my situation. I have the pictures.
I think this is the part where I say I rest my case. He literally said, oh, he was parked right. He was parked between
the
lines.
No, he was. No. The front was. The back wasn't. The back wasn't in its angled spot. So when you back out, you're stuck. And right as I'm doing that, the car, I'm telling you, man, it's fine. Insurance
I'll go by
didn't
there.
Go up.
It's on the way
good
home.
Insurance. I got good insurance. The insurance didn't go up. I want you to turn into it, drive, and just imagine driving through that thing. And imagine, I've shown you the picture. Yeah. Imagine the guy parked like this. Imagine that. You got me, man. The insurance was there. The insurance was there, buddy. But you need to probably push reverse an extra time is what I told him. I said, here's my information, bud. But you need to probably press reverse an extra time.
That's the Larry David part
you
coming out.
You need to probably press reverse and be courteous to the other people trying to park.
Let me tell you what you did wrong.
You need to be courteous to the other people trying to park, straight up. Dude hasn't gotten in a wreck in who knows how long. And this Jamoke parks to where he's creeping in the back. Go to the Subway on Shepherd.
That's funny.
Go to the Subway on Shepherd. That's all I'm going to say. Got the picture proof. It's fine. You got me fired up. I'm out of here. Moral of the story, Golden Girls, maybe top 10. Let's go around the NFL next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.